Oh, the title isn't there.
Okay, we are live.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh, everybody. We're going to talk today a little bit about one last example of singular and plural. Actually, in fact, today it's plural and then singular. That happens in this really interesting depiction of Judgment Day from Surah Al-Shu'ara. Surah Al-Shu'ara is the 26th surah of the Quran. And this is kind of, you know, one of the things when you study or read Quran carefully, you'll find that Allah does these unusual switches. So He'll switch from past tense to present tense, or plural to singular, or singular to plural, or third person to first person, or past tense to present tense. We've seen a bunch of these different kinds of switches, right? And each one of them, they're there to get your attention. Like, why did that happen? Mm-hmm. Like, if a normal speech was going on, that typical speech, then it would have stayed the same, but something switched, right? And these unusual switches, that's where a lot of the wisdom and a lot of the subtlety in the Quran lies. And that's a lot of the stuff that kind of becomes really hard to translate in a flowing translation of the Quran. And so we miss it when you're reading it in English translation, you just miss those kinds of subtleties. So let me get right to it in Surah Al-Shu'ara and see what we can learn from this example. Jawad, if you can show the screen, please. This is the end, towards the end, not really the end. Not even the end, actually. This is a long surah. It's more the middle of Surah Al-Shu'ara. Again, surah number 26. وَبُرِّزَتِ الْجَحِيمُ لِلْغَاوِينَ. And hellfire was set ablaze for those who kept deviating, the people who deviated far away. وَقِيلَ لَهُمْ أَيْنَ مَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْبُدُونَ. And it is going to be said to them, where are the things that you used to worship? مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ, other than Allah. هَلْ يَنْصُرُونَكُمْ. Are they going to be helping you? Those false gods that you worship? Judgment Day, Allah is asking. Oh, or angels are asking, أَوْ يَنْتَصِرُونَ. Can they even help themselves? فَكُبْكِبُوا فِيهَا. So they were all silenced, shut up, domesticated. Kabba and kabkaba is also used for when you take a wild horse and the horseman is able to domesticate and get the wild out the animal. That's what it's used for too. So فَكُبْكِبُوا فِيهَا, it's like their wildness has been tamed. They got tamed on Judgment Day. They were so wild as disbelievers, but on Judgment Day they got tamed. Fiha, in that moment, in it. Hum wal ghawun, them and the deviated ones, meaning the false gods that you believed in all got tamed too. وَجُنُودُ إِبْلِيسَ أَجْمَعُونَ. And who else got tamed? The armies of the devil, all of them all together. قَالُوا وَهُمْ فِيهَا يَخْتَصِمُونَ. And they will all say, in it, in hell, while they are arguing with each other, Tallahi in kunna lafi dalalim mubin. We swear by Allah, we absolutely were lost in obvious misguidance. Idh tusawwikum bi rabbil alamin. When they look at those false gods and say, when we made you people, you creatures, equal to the master of all nations. So they're going to, the people that worshipped other gods are going to be looking at those gods and saying, what were we thinking, making you gods next to Allah? How did we do this? How do we make you equal to Allah? وَمَا أَضَلَّنَا إِلَّا الْمُجْرِمُونَ. And none but criminals misled us. So criminal people, bad people, you know, their bad company, their bad influence, they made us misled. So they're blaming others, right? So now they're complaining that nobody's here to help them out. Because their entire mentality was they believed in these false gods because somehow these gods will help them on Judgment Day. Even if there is a God with a capital G, these gods with a lower G are going to step in and say, hey, this one's with me. This one's okay. Yeah. Okay, so, but they're not getting anybody to help them. No savior is coming in front of God and being a shield for them, right? So now they're complaining, what are we going to do? We have to face God directly or the consequences. So they say, فَمَا لَنَا, and this is why I brought this up, فَمَا لَنَا مِن شَافِعِينَ. Ina, well, Ina is, what does that tell you?
Ina.
Singular, pair, plural?
Plural.
Plural, jar majrur, right? Min shafi'ina. Wala sadiqin hamimin. Ayah 101. Singular or plural? Sadiqin.
Singular.
Singular. So they say, and there's no one to put in a good word. There's nobody to put in a good word. And the nobody to put in a good word is plural. We don't have people to put in a good word for us. Wala sadiqin hamimin. We don't have any intimate friend. What? So they started with plural, and they went to what? Singular. And the meaning is, in some sense, obvious, but the implications may not be as obvious. There's a lot of people who can put in a good word for you. Mm-hmm. Your teacher could say, yeah, he's a nice student, mm-hmm. right? Yeah. Neighbors can say, yeah, they're nice people, mm-hmm. right? Cashier can, you can finish at the grocery store, the cashier can say, that was a nice customer. Mm-hmm. Getting somebody to put in a good word for you is not hard. Mm-hmm. People that know you at work, people that know you socially, people that know you at the masjid, people that know you casually, may have a good opinion of you. They don't know all your dirty secrets. They don't know all your dirty laundry. They don't know. They haven't traveled with you. They haven't been annoyed by you. They don't know all the other sides of you. They know one side of you, right? So there's a lot of people that can put in a good word for you, right? But when, and Sadiq means true friend, and Hamim means intimately close. So a friend who is intimately close, your best friend, knows all your good habits and your bad habits, knows your temper tantrums, knows what you like to eat, knows who you like, knows who you don't like, knows how you talk about when other people are around, knows how you talk, the way you talk when you're just you and your friend, because when you're just with your friend, you talk different. Mm-hmm. If Ustad walks in, you're going to talk different. Mm-hmm. If your parents walk in, you're going to talk different. But when you're with your real friend, your boy, mm-hmm. it's a different conversation,
yeah.
right? It's a different level of non-filter, right? Mm-hmm. And you, do you have a lot of people like that in life or just a few?
Few.
Sometimes just one, mm-hmm. right? So notice what happens. People that can vouch for you, there's many of those.
Yeah.
But people that are truly a friend, mm-hmm. there is just one, mm-hmm. maybe two, very, very few. So that reality got captured by the plural followed by the singular. And that's a reality in this life. Mm-hmm. And in it, there's also, that's the observation, but what's the lesson here? The lesson here is that first, people turn to false gods. Then people turn to their social standing, mm-hmm. meaning what people think of them mm-hmm. as a shield. And finally, they'll realize that the only people that they might have been able to turn to are what? The close, intimate friends. Mm-hmm. But on Judgment Day, even the closest of relationships won't mean anything. Mm-hmm. And it's also interesting that another dimension of these ayat is we didn't live the kind of life where somebody would actually vouch for us on Judgment Day. Mm-hmm. People were nice to us, we were nice to them, but we lived a pretty terrible life in rebellion to Allah, so actually nobody dare speak on our behalf today. Mm-hmm. And we actually never had a sincere friend. Mm-hmm. We never had a true friend, because a true friend would have pointed us towards the truth. Mm-hmm. We didn't have someone who truly cared for us, because if they truly, deeply cared for us, they would have wanted us to be well off in that life and in this life, yeah. right? So mm-hmm. choose the society that just because people vouch for you in this life, just because people have a good opinion of you and me in this life, doesn't mean we're good people. And doesn't mean those people are adding any value. They have some value if they were able to actually even stand for you and say, this is a belief, testify in your favor on Judgment Day. Because, you know, when we did good to someone, mm-hmm. they may not even have a choice. They'll have to testify this person did good. Mm-hmm. Other people's lives may be a testimony for what we did on Judgment Day, you know? Mm-hmm. And so, and on the other side, Sadiq, Hamim, these are the kinds of people that Allah will reunite them in Jannah too. Mm-hmm. We want to have the kinds of friends, we want to have the kinds of people that are helping us become better. They're helping us become more patient. They're helping us become more in control of our temper. They're helping us become more charitable, more understanding. They're helping us get back on track if we're falling off on our prayers. They're helping us, you know, manage difficult situations in a way that's pleasing to Allah. That's a real friend. Mm-hmm. A friend who's like, hey, you're doing something that's going to mess you up in Akhirah. So let me help you. Let's work on this together, mm-hmm. right? That's a Sadiq Hamim. And the tragedy on Judgment Day, right? Mm-hmm. One tragedy is they worship false gods, and their ultimate lament in the end, the ultimate tragedy for them is, we didn't have a real friend. وَلَا صَدِيقٍ حَمِيمٍ فَمَا لَنَا مِنْ شَافِعِينَ وَلَا صَدِيقٍ حَمِيمٍ SubhanAllah. And this on the flip side is the believer. And the believer has Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam doing shafa'ah. We don't need shafi'een, we need one. Mm-hmm. We don't need everybody vouching for us. We need Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saying, this is a member of my ummah, and he or she lived up or tried to live up to the responsibility I left them with. That's enough for us. Man dhal ladhi yashfa'u, indahu illa bi idnihi, Right? And that's Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And then on Judgment Day, when Allah unites us, then we are friends with each other. We actually get to, it's really subtle that as we're walking towards heaven, we haven't made it yet, that we use the plural. Rabbana atmim lana nurana. As opposed to Rabbi atmim li nuri. Master, complete my light. We're actually walking together as believers. And when the wall is dropped between believers and hypocrites, we as believers speak collectively. Fatantum anfusakum wartabtum wagharratkum tarabbastum. Like all those verbs that are being used for that. No, you used to be with us, but you procrastinated. You didn't make a change in your behavior. And we're speaking collectively. In other words, there is a closeness even on Judgment Day. After all the individual struggles are done and we're marching towards heaven, there's actually a closeness and a togetherness. You know, that's pretty powerful. And their togetherness, unfortunately, is what do they have in common? Their togetherness is in, oh, we picked the wrong gods. And we all got misguided by criminals. And we don't have any real friends. They're speaking together, yet they have nobody to. They can't even vouch for each other, and they're not even friends with each other. Because other places in Quran, they're going to start cursing each other out. They're going to start yelling at each other. We are, on the other hand, asking each other. We make it to Jannah. We're congratulating each other, you know. And yatasa'alun, we're asking each other questions. So, how was it for you? Because I died in like that year. You were still alive, right? Was it? Did it get easier? Nah, I got harder, but alhamdulillah. You know, where I have those kinds of conversations, a reunion, a Jannah reunion, right?
Yeah.
Hey, who's that? He's my great grandpa from the 5th century, from the 15th century. Let's go hang out with him. Yeah, he looks young as you, man. Yeah, because it's Jannah, bro.
Yeah.
So we're going to have those kinds of reunions. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us the shafa'a of His Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, on Judgment Day. And may Allah grant us genuine friends in this life. Having friends on social media are not friends. Insta followers, TikTok followers, Facebook chaser. Followers are not friends. Those are just clicks. That's not a friend. A friend is someone who will be there when you're in trouble. Mm-hmm. A friend is someone who will be there when you fall. Yeah. And they're there to pick you up. They're there to say, and then you're there for them. Their pain becomes your pain. They're when you're happy, it makes them happy. When you're sad, it makes them sad. Those are friends. And those are very few in life. And I pray all of you find one or more of real friends in your life. You know, because you realize when you're who your real friends are when things get tough. When difficulty comes, then acquaintances start disappearing. Mm-hmm. Right?
Your friends only stick true by brother in Islam is the one who calls you to remembrance of Allah.
Yes, but more than that, calling somebody to the remembrance of Allah is beautiful, but it's a part of the picture. What's the other part of the picture? A brother is someone who, like, you know, the Ansar were true friends to the Muhajirun. You know, يُحِبُّونَ مَنْ هَاجَرَ إِلَيْهِمْ. They have a deep love for the people who migrated towards them. وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ. They give them preference over themselves. They're ready to sacrifice for their brother. Mm-hmm. You know, they're ready to do something for their brother. Like, go out of your way to try to help somebody. Mm-hmm. Right? And so it's easy to say, Assalamu alaikum. I have a reminder for you.
Yeah.
Now that's cool.
Yeah.
Rasulullah ﷺ gave powerful reminders. Mm-hmm. But you know what? He was so sincere to people. Mm-hmm. He was so deeply sincere towards people and helpful towards people. And that's a characteristic that makes the reminder powerful. Because mm-hmm. sometimes a person's all talk. They can give you a great reminder, but mm-hmm. they're not there for you.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. So what good is that reminder?
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. So let's inshallah, be people of sincere, deep friendship. Inshallah. And I pray that Allah blesses you with that gift, because that is a profound gift to have in this life. Barakallahu li wa lakum. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum, guys. Have a good day, inshallah. Remember, do your best, and I will do the rest.
Jawad, you can retitle this Real Friends.
Got it.